गो। हेलो ऑल, वेलकम बैक टू बॉलर्स इन पजामास। दिस इज आर सीजन 4 एपिसोड 1 एंड हियर अलोंग विथ मी जियान इज हियर एंड माय सेल्फ निहार। सो वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट मेकिंग वीडियोस ऑन यूट्यूब टू अपार्ट फ्रॉम द स्पॉटिफाई, एंकर, विंग म्यूजिक, अमेजॉन एंड एप्पल पॉडकास्ट एंड सो मेनी अदर देन दैट। सो लेट्स ट्यून इन। सो द फर्स्ट एपिसोड इज गोइंग टू बी अबाउट द इंग्लिश प्रीमियर लीग फॉर द अपकमिंग सीजन 2022-2023 सीजन। सो जियान, सो लेट अस फर्स्ट रिवाइंड हाउ इट हैपेंड द लास्ट सीजन। आई मीन हाउ लिवरपूल एंड सिटी वर लाइक नेक टू नेक। सो जियान, आई जस्ट वांट यू टू जस्ट गिव अ रिव्यू ऑफ व्हाट हैपेंड।
Crazy end to the season. I mean, it was a fantastic way to end the season. It was full of drama. We saw first Liverpool going down against Wolves, if correct me if I'm wrong. Then City were playing against Aston Villa and it was going all haywire. But Wolves were leading at Anfield first, and then Villa scored at the 8th. They had to double their lead and it was going haywire, and then Liverpool ran into the lead and they were almost winning the Premier League title, and then City, being City, came back in the second half and banged 3 goals inside 15 minutes and they went on to clinch the Premier League title. So, you know, City winning the title in the most dramatic way, as they always do. They love to clinch titles. Their first ever title also, they won in a very similar fashion against QPR. Yeah, it was a very, very dramatic end, but not so dramatic for some of few teams. So,
let's move on from City and Liverpool. So, again, we have Chelsea finishing third. I mean, Chelsea were not convincing, man. I mean, pretty much they were dull, boring. I mean, we can see the results were shocking. They lost at home by 4 goals against the Mino, I assume. But still, I mean, they finished comfortably third at the end. So I think the quality and the, you know, the team chemistry worked for them. But a surprise, the final spot for the Champions League. We got Spurs in. I mean, Arsenal lost 3-3 when they're having actually 7-point lead over Spurs heading into the last 5 games. Somehow Arsenal bottled it up and Spurs, you know, won that, and Conte staying now and everything fell in place for Spurs, and Arsenal had to wait one more year. It's been 5 years, I assume, they are out of Champions League. And that's pretty sad. And, going on to the other big heavyweights, Manchester United had a dismal season at the end, and their season, though, was hyped up initially, but with the sacking of Ole and not so trustworthy Ralf Rangnick at the helm, so the things never got going for them. And they suffered, and they should have been playing Conference League, but thanks to who lost that? Who gave up the position for them?
West Ham,
right? Yeah, West Ham screwing up on their own.
Against
I guess
Brighton.
That gifted Brighton United a spot, even though they lost the final game. Well, at least they'll be happy that Europa is far better than Conference for sure. Heading into the downside, we have seen how Everton and Leeds United almost kissed the, you know, the borders of the championship, but thankfully somehow they scraped through. The usual contenders of Norwich City obviously sealed their fate way into April. So no, not biggest. And Burnley too got relegated after 7 years or 8 years at top.
Long time, 8-9 years.
Well, that's commendable considering they don't spend any of the money.
Yeah, but you know, highlighting, you know, they sacked Sean Dyche mid-season, so that was a shocker according to me.
And things were never rosy for them after that. Yeah. Well, and the impressive mid-table performers were, I guess, you can say Newcastle. I mean, they were literally on 28th before the Saudi takeover happened, but they eventually clawed their way back to 11th, decent finish, and even Brentford, who finished 9th, I assume. So, I mean, that's pretty considerably good considering Brentford were a new team last season. Well, and the Golden Boot, I think Salah, Mohamed Salah and Son shared the accolades at the end, with Son scoring in this final game. But overall, I guess Salah, you can give the edge to him because he's the one who's having the most number of assists. So, guys, that was the recap for the last season. So now, Gian, before we talk about how the next season is going to be, We will see the transfer market performance by the six teams, the top traditional six teams. Like, how did they fare? So we'll start off with Manchester City here. So, Gian, I mean, City, for after I guess 2 3 years or something, they lost their kind of core because Zinchenko went to Arsenal, Gabriel Jesus went to Arsenal, Raheem Sterling was sold to Chelsea, and there are talks that Bernardo Silva might be sold to Barcelona if Barcelona manages to get rid of De Jong. That's other saga anyway. So, Gian, I mean, what do you think of Manchester City here? I mean, they also got Calvin Phillips in and Julian Alvarez in and Erling Haaland in. I mean, how do you make of it? Do you think the team will be good or bad? I mean, how is the business?
Yeah, pretty good, I feel. I mean, they've done a pretty good business. They've got, as you mentioned, Alvarez, very young talent, and Pep is always a big fan of him. I mean, there were rumors he would go out on loan as soon as he signed, but Pep ruled everything out. He's saying he will be a big part of the project. And they've got pretty good, like Erling Haaland. What bargain cost? How much was he spent?
60
40
million,
million,
60
50
million,
million,
less than 60
60 million.
million.
That is still a steal, man. Absolute steal. I mean, just triggered that trigger thing. Was like, you've got a goal scoring machine, the hot target. I mean, had it not been that release clause, you would have gone over 120 for sure. So, yeah. But, yeah, they've got Erling Haaland. They've got Calvin Phillips from Leeds
Leeds
United.
United, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Another guy who was on many clubs' radar. Many clubs, United, Chelsea, Barcelona, Real Madrid, many, many clubs were targeting him. But finally, obviously, City being City, they just grabbed him. And any other signing are we missing?
I mean, we'll also discuss the one position they are lacking, and they are going for Marc Cucurella, right? So unfortunately, Chelsea were
Yeah.
planning to take over him, but still, they are left back because Zinchenko left, so they need a backup left back. But again, Pep was adamant that there is an academy product apart from him. Cancelo can play there, and even also Nathan Ake can play there. So I mean, it's good to have a backup for sure, considering it's going to be a lengthy year. Well, other than that, I think they're pretty much covered because they replaced with whoever went out. Two forwards went out, two forwards came in, one midfielder went out, one more came in. So let's see. And let's go to the second team, Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool is a bit tricky, man. I mean, sometimes they overspend on players and sometimes they get them from steal. And the ones who get the, I mean, they get from steal are like pretty good. But one generally, see, they spend how much on Darwin Nunez? 80 million?
100 million.
100, oh my god, 80 plus 20, right?
Yep.
The problem with, see, I mean, I have seen him play pretty good at Anfield last time, and he came along with his Benfica to play in the Champions League against Liverpool. Yeah, I get it, he was good at scoring goals, but come on, man. I mean, he's not exactly, even Haaland, I'm not that optimistic that he will be running the ground right away. I mean, considering Haaland is a generational talent at 60 million, I'm very good, happy with the signing. But Nunez at 100 million, come on, man, it doesn't make sense for me. One season he had good, and obviously we have seen how strikers struggling to adapt to Premier League. I mean, we have seen a guy like Lukaku, who was in Premier League for 8 years, going to Italian League for a couple of years and coming back, he struggled with Chelsea. Now he's back to Italy again. So, I mean, I really don't know, man. And then what do you make of it? They let go of Sadio Mane. I mean, we discussed it already last time that one of Salah or Mane will stay. And yeah, that's what happened. So I think the way they conducted the business by recruiting Nunes first, then letting go of Mane. But what do you make of it? Do you think it's a wise choice or bad choice?
Of course, pathetic choice. I mean, you overspend on some player. I mean, he's good. Of course, he's a very good talent, but of course, you cannot rely upon it. They are also letting Minamino go to Monaco, but he's gone. I don't know if I'm not wrong.
I mean,
Has he gone,
Minamino was
Minamino?
crucial, man. For the last year's two cup
Yeah,
wins, he was the top scorer in both the competitions.
but I don't really, understand the logic. Like, you buy a player and then you send him out to loan to Southampton to get him ready for a season, and then you suddenly plan to sell him off, and plan to sell even Sadio Mane off. So it's a very dumb move for me. We just signed Darwin Nunez yet, but yeah, let's see how he does. But according to me, overspent. I mean, 100 million still.
Yeah, even I'm not skeptical about that particular transfer, but again, he did prove me wrong in the Community Shield where he won that
That
penalty and scored that. But still, I mean, everyone will score
you
their
cannot
goals in
consider
between.
that. you cannot consider these kind of games. I mean, Premier League
I mean,
is a
yeah, I
very
mean,
old, a
City
lot of
never
a
had a
different
proper
standard
preseason
here.
of all the top teams there. I mean, they had only two games prior to that, so obviously they were not match ready, according to me. And they were the pretty ones who were dominating, easing into the second half anyway. But still, again, Gian, I mean, even see, they actually, Liverpool failed to address their one more key issue, replace the aging midfield. Well, they were planning to bring in Jude Bellingham from Dortmund next year. But talking about this year, again, I think, I mean, these old legs might not be that good, man. I mean, when you are a pressing monstrous team, when your team, which are, I mean, Klopp is known for that, right? So, what do you think of it? Do you think they should have gone for a very good midfielder? Because they got one, a talented youngster, but not exactly a finished, I mean, a developed, you know, talent. So,
you
what
know,
do you think of it?
Liverpool should have gone for the Renato Sanchez. I mean, he was very close to joining Liverpool at one stage, but I mean, not this window, in the previous window. So I think he should have gone for him. He's gone to PSG at a very minimum amount. I mean, player of his caliber, his talent, he would have perfectly fitted in Jurgen Klopp's plan, like this, and would have been that perfect, you know, fit in that midfield with a young talent, which we are talking about. He's hardly how old, 25, 26-year-old guy. He's very young, has potential also, and you know, he would have been that Premier League kind of a player. You know, that perfect replacement of Gini Wijnaldum. So yeah, he could have really, really produced some real good, maybe assists or maybe free, like long range goals. But here we have seen in the Euro 2016, yeah, it's, they could have targeted someone like him, a youngster like him.
Yes, I mean, considering Renato Sanchez is only 24 still. But I mean, Liverpool, I think they're, I mean, see, City kind of weakened up, but Liverpool are also weakened up right now, so we can't blame them. So let's move to the next team, Chelsea. What a window for them, man. For first half, they got screwed by Barcelona, and from second half, they started screwing other clubs now. Wow. I mean, see, it was chaos for them. I mean, being a Chelsea fan should have been tough, Gian. I mean, for any Chelsea fan, because they were not sure whether their club will be operational or not at some point. But still, the takeover happened, and Ted Boyle was like, he was not experienced. They let go of that Ivanka, I assume her name, who was a specialist in negotiating and everything. And they even had Peter Crouch, right? Who was key in talking
yep.
to the players, convincing them the project. But now both were gone, and the owner had to take over along with the coach. Coupling that with the bad preseason they had, they lost out on Rafinha. They got the terms agreed with Leeds at a higher amount, but Barcelona swooped in for a lesser amount, got him because he wants to join that club. And same with Koundé. Sevilla, though, were almost accepting the bid, and player stalled in the last minute. Well, but moving on from that, they got very good additions, according to me. They got, obviously, Raheem Sterling. I mean, that went under the radar. I don't know how, but he's a Premier League proven winger. So it's going to be, it's a very good addition. And they also got Koulibaly. I mean, it's been ages, man. I've been wondering whether he'll play for a top UCL challenging team. Finally, he is. They also got the youngster from Aston Villa. What's his name? Gianna, I mean, do you have any idea?
I can't pronounce it, though. It's a very tricky
yeah,
name.
Let's not ruin his name, but yeah, he's a talented prodigy who, where many of the clubs are keeping a track of him. Well, Aston Villa had to sell him because his contract is getting over by next year.
So,
they
okay,
got hold
I can
of
try.
Him.
His name is Mark Cucurella.
Yeah, and apart from that, yeah, we also got Mark Cucurella, Brighton's player of the year. I mean, City almost had him. Personal terms were agreed, but Brighton were very reluctant to get down of that 50 million, and Chelsea, I think, got it done because Fabio Romano actually gave it a here we go, though the club denied it. So, Jane, what do you think of Chelsea? I mean, really, it's a tough time for the fans, for sure. You know that. But what do you think of it, the overall? Do you think they'll add more players? Because the De Jong rumours are coming in. Even Aubameyang or Depay's rumours are coming up. So, when, what do you, and
yeah,
even Fofana from Leicester, they want to add. I mean, it's going, if they add all of them, they are going to be really a challenging team, according to me.
The main thing you forgot to add, they wanted to add Cristiano Ronaldo in the blue. That's not going to happen in that project, though, so anyway. But nonetheless, decent window for them so far. I mean, Koulibaly, yes, but a player who was actually valued at 90 million at one stage of his life in his career, just got him for 40 million, and same with Raheem Sterling. Raheem Sterling, yes, very good addition. Premier, except proper Premier League player. I mean, winger, you don't really he would properly fit in Tuchel's plans. But I still feel they are lacking a striker. They need a striker or two in this because they lent out Lukaku. They are wanting to let Timo Werner go on loan to Juventus. Now, how far it's true, we don't really know. But if that happens, they will really, really miss a center forward and a striker. I mean, you can't let Havertz play all the 38 games playing that false nine role. You need a proper striker. They are still lacking a striker. So I feel they should buy two, three, at least maybe promote an academy guy or, get two, three strikers, good strikers at least.
Well, the way they're operating, I'm definitely sure if Jorginho leaves, they'll get De Jong or someone who is a world-class midfielder. Well, so that's all from Chelsea
Oh,
side.
the
So what
latest
other?
news, you can just highlight the Chelsea part. We can just confirm that Cesar Azpilicueta has signed a contract extension of
Oh
2 years
yes,
for the. So
yeah,
that
the
speculation is
Rio.
over. Oh, speculation for Barcelona rumors and all this
Yeah, the
done and
rumors of
dusted.
Barcelona
Yeah.
trying to swoop up both Alonso and Azpilicueta. It's a good thing for them because the captain is staying at this crucial hour. Being a Barcelona fan, I'm actually happy when he's not coming to that club. He's not a youngster anymore. He's more useful to Chelsea than he is to Barcelona right now. So I think it's all good for all the parties. Well, let's move to the other London club, Tottenham Hotspur, known as Spurs, obviously. The miraculous. Miraculously, they swooped in for the fourth position last time, and that is all enough for Conte to stay. Well, obviously not, because Conte, he needs to spend big. And well, a small fact, Spurs didn't spend more than 50 million from 2010 to 2020, but in this window they already spent a north of 120 million and are also looking to add two, three players. The players they got were like damn good, Gian. See
Best
that
team, best transfer window for the team so far yet in
I
the
mean, see,
entire league.
Perisic came, the experienced wing back, the one wing backs where, who will thrive in Conte system, and even Jed
But
Spence
that
came
two for free,
with Charlison.
believe
And
that.
Charlison is the costliest of all, but I'm sketchy about it. He might do the
Oh,
dirty
worth
work,
it.
he might not be
Bargain.
in the goals,
Clean
but
bargain.
he'll win you the games.
Clean bargain, I feel.
You can see how, see, Diego Costa, even though he didn't score when under Conte back then, but still, he did all the dirty work being up front, the pressing monster he was. And yeah, so he might not be on the statistic,
You know,
but
you
yeah, I
need
do
that
think.
fire up, guys. You need the fire up, guys, up there. You
Exactly. So
know,
I
like
think he
Costa, how
will be
fiery he
key.
was.
Exactly. And who else they added, Gian?
Clement Longley, loan from Barcelona.
Longley, see, one more guy I think will thrive in a three at the back system is Longley, because at
Yep.
Barca, obviously he couldn't because
Wes
he had to play a
Bissouma.
high
Wes
line
Bissouma
and
is
PK
another.
slow. And one more
Wes
Bissouma, right?
Bissouma.
From man, that was a steal. No one saw it coming. He was gone for 25 million. He was
That
in
was
radar of all the
absolute
top team.
shocker. Absolute shocker. And even they
Planning to
added
add
one
one
more
or
right
two.
back. One more right back they added was Jed Spence from Middlesbrough. That guy is to watch out for. Proclaim
Yeah,
he's
seriously,
like
I
he's just
think
21 years of age, the youngest of the lot.
yes, man. First time, Daniel Levy should be relieved that no fan is targeting him why he's not spending money. He literally spent a lot of money. He took a loan for that, I assume. Well, I think, I mean, it's very, see, I think all the
Ndombele,
teams now we discussed,
Ndombele
this
and
is the
Lo
best.
Celso are coming back. And Ndombele both and Lo Celso both are coming back from the loans. That also would add strength in their squad more.
But I think they're leaving, but even if they stay, they are pretty good names, we know that. So either
Yep.
way, it's a win-win for them. But I think Spurs had the best window till now of all the Premier League clubs, man.
So it's
Again,
the
what?
States over here, they have spent 101 million euros so far, and they still have 100 million more to spend. So can you believe that?
Wow. But I don't think, see, they were pretty cautious with all the transfers. So I do think they'll go for
They've just
quality
paid for
players, not
three
the
transfers so
backups.
far. They have paid 58 million euros for Richarlison. Bissouma was 29.2 and Spence was 14. And Perisic and Longley was like, one was free and one came on loan. So that means it's a complete steal of a transfer window for them.
Wow. You know what? They're the best, man. I can't argue. If they're going to do
See,
better, they will be
I
even
can tell
better.
you one thing also because they let go of Steven Bergwijn. He went to Ajax for 31. They got a very good price tag for him. He was there for hardly 2 seasons.
Ajax is, that highest record, I guess, that is 31. Yes. Ajax never
Yeah.
paid for any player that much.
Yep. They have a lot.
Will
So yeah.
So we'll go to the other North London team. We have Arsenal here. I mean, I think this is the last year where it's a do or die for Arteta, because Arsenal's board has been patient with him and they did support him for the last two seasons, and third season continuously they did it again. They got him in the Premier League proven players in form of Zinchenko and Jesus. And also they have called back Saliba from loan. I think he's match ready now. And surprisingly, the guy who was termed as, you know, the Messi of defenders never played for Arsenal, though he signed 3 years ago. Another couple of decent signings. I think, Jayan, I mean, Arsenal actually got it covered. They didn't go for star players because we knew that Zinchenko and Jesus were not even starting for City at any point as a major. I mean, people were saying City don't have a striker, though Jesus was a striker, man. I mean, imagine how bad he fell under the radar. But still, nevertheless, I mean, I think Arteta went for multiple profiles who can, you know, complement each other rather than a superstar signing. I
Don't
think that
forget
will bode
they've
well for
bought
the team.
Fabio Vieira. They've bought Fabio Vieira from Porto from 31.5 million.
And also they are, I think, trying to screw around with Leicester for Tielemans by dragging it till the end. But again,
They
Leicester knowing,
dumb move. Again, dumb move, but okay.
I mean, whatever works for them, that's what Arteta wants. Arteta is just looking to get all the profiles required, various profiles. Might work, that is a good thing, but again, if you don't know how to make them work, it will be a bad thing again, right?
You know, but they have to focus on departures now, because they let go of Alexander Lacazette on a free. I mean, his contract expired, they let them go, and they really didn't spend anything. They just spent on some guy called. They just got 2.8 million for Mavropanos, who went to Stuttgart. That's it. I mean, also other guys went on free transfers, or a few
Another
went on
guy, I mean, the
season long loans.
maximum they got from is Leno, man. 8 million they're getting, that's it. That's bad. That's actually
Yeah,
bad.
exactly. Yeah, that's exactly the thing. But according to me, they shouldn't be spending so much, because you know, Arsenal being Arsenal, they'll come back to Europe or maybe go to conference, so it won't be like, so it's a make or break season for Arteta. He's got the signings,
I mean,
actually,
see,
but
this is the time for them. Do or die for Arteta, I told you. So this is the time where they have to enter the Champions League. So,
see, I'll
I mean,
tell you
if they
what the
don't
problem
spend
with
now, it
them.
doesn't make
I'll tell
sense for
you,
them to trust in Arteta again,
see
right?
the problem with them is either the take off very rapidly, they start winning 5-6 games in a row, then suddenly they have a huge downfall. Or they'll crumble up at
Exactly,
the
man. The
start,
inconsistency is
come
so
up in
bad.
the middle, and then they had a winning record of winning streak of 14 games last season. And then suddenly they went to.
Well, you know, Arsenal being Arsenal, hopefully they do something good because the other top three teams are actually weakened, barring Spurs. Let's see if they can close the gap. So we'll go to the final team of the traditional top six, which finished sixth last season, Manchester United. Gian, being a fan, man, I mean, I do know, I think you'll be feeling bad about the way it's going on right now, because the club apparently was stuck with Frankie De Jong's for the last 2 months. I mean, no one knows whether De Jong wants to go or not, but see, if you use your common sense, no club will try to pursue a player if he doesn't want to come. So obviously he might want to go, but I don't know. I mean, the Barcelona's deferred wages might be an issue. And Cristiano Ronaldo, the greatest, one of the greatest of all time in their club history, obviously wants to leave now in pursuit of Champions League football. But the reasons stated was lack of ambition. And the incomings are like Christian Eriksen, which is a very good signing. I mean, they got him for free. That's a pretty good. And Gian, who's the left back you all got? Tyrell Malacia, right?
Yep.
Very good kid from Edwardsey, and the beast from again
Feyenoord. They got him
Edwardsey,
from Feyenoord.
Lisandro Martinez. Oh my God, that guy was a beast. And Gian, I mean, you tell me, like, how do you feel about this window till now? Are you disappointed, or the board, or do you think ETH Ten Hag will be disappointed?
Obviously, I'll rate it 4 out of 10 windows so far. I mean, you can't just get a Tyler Malacia and just start him. Play all the games. I mean, you have Luke Shaw also, who's been competitive all over the years. So, also Lisandro Martinez will be in competition with, but yeah, I mean, with Maguire and Varane on Lindelof. But again, ETH plans him to play him as a CDM, which he actually is very good at. In fact, a young guy who's very, very capable of, you know, we have seen how well he was in Ajax, and Erik ten Hag knows him very well. So he would fit in really well. And Eriksen, of course, we know what most guy with the Premier League assists. That guy is phenomenal with the time in Spurs he had, and the time at Brentford. The small span also, he was very, very useful for them. Yeah, pretty good. Okay, fine so far, but need 2-3 more, at least 2 more. I don't know about De Jong. Skeptical about De Jong yet, because you can't get a player. You know, I mean, it will be a benefit for United for sure, but you can't get a player who doesn't want to play for the club. That is more needed right now. I mean, he's just playing the sake of it. It would have end up be like Alexis Sanchez, like how he was a big Premier League star who suddenly was a big flop, and then you know it turned out to be a great disaster.
Well, let's see where the United's board will go from here, but the signings are required. I mean, of all the top teams, the five teams above them last season who finished actually bolstered their squads. United are yet to make a big move for them to move from Europa to Champions League spot next season. So that, guys, concludes our chapter on this transfers. So now we'll go to the trends and the trends which is going to change from this season. So Gian, I'll start off. So I think the top two teams trying to go for a striker, all striker approach now. I mean, the last 2-3 seasons they don't have a proper striker. Now both the Liverpool and City got in-form strikers, with Chelsea moving to a conventional false nine approach. So let's see how it turns out. And Gian, I think this is the season, right? We have five substitutes.
Yep, finally, in only Premier League was remaining.
Oh, thank God, man. I mean, this is going to be a hectic season. And Gian, any other rules regarding the offside and everything?
The football is going to have a new offside trap. So, you know, if a player is offside, it'll automatically get that indication or something. It's a new rule. We're in a digital world, so welcome to the digitalization. So, yes. And there are going to be, not to forget, I would like to mention, there are going to be women officials for the first time in Premier League matches. So that
Well,
is
that's a
one of the
welcome
things.
move. It should start at some point. And one more, a small penalty rule change where goalkeeper should be on the line all the time. So, and most importantly, guys, this season the World Cup is going to be happening in November and December. So the fitness levels, the matches, congestion will be a crucial thing. So I guess have a look at it too, whoever plays FPL. So we'll move on to the last segment for this episode, the predictions. So Gian, your top four, the winners and the top four for the upcoming
City are
season.
winning this. I said City are winning this, no matter what. They are winning this.
Okay. And who
City
plays
are
the top
winning.
four?
Skeptical. I'm just, you know, not thinking of a fan. I want Man United to finish. This is the runners up. With Spurs being third and Liverpool, with Spurs being third and Chelsea being fourth.
Wow, such a hate for Liverpool, eh? Wow.
I don't want Liverpool. But yeah, okay.
Oh God.
Liverpool obviously going to finish the top four, but yeah, maybe Chelsea
So
might go down as.
mine is Man City winning the title. Liverpool coming second. Spurs coming third. And close one, but I think Chelsea will come fourth, considering the way they want to spend money right now. And so Gian, we'll go to the teams. Who do you think will get relegated, Gian, this time?
Bournemouth is one. Brentford is second for me. Third is little difficult to speak. I mean, considering last season, I would say Everton. Everton are on a really, really bad edge. I mean, they let go of Richarlison also. So,
Yeah, my first was
Everton
Everton
is
is
still.
going down. Lampard is getting the sack by December. And I think Fulham will go down. And I think Bournemouth will go down. I mean, makes sense to me.
My prediction as a first manager who's going to be sacked is Thomas Tuchel.
No, man. I think it's a Lampard. Okay, so Gian, who do you think will win the Golden Boot?
If the person stays, Cristiano Ronaldo is winning.
And I'm going with Mo Salah. And Gian, who do you think will have the most assists?
Son. Oh, no doubts about it.
I'm
Son Heung-min.
going with Sun only. So, guys, this is our take on the Premier League preview for the upcoming season 2022-2023. So, let us know down in the comments of what you think about this. And we'll be back with another episode. So, thank you for listening. Signing off with Gian and myself, Niharia.